Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
We should develop detention centers for them.
Everywhere there is Islam, you'll find women oppressed.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to a super special edition of the where am I? Who knows what's going on around here? Let me try that one more time. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to a super special edition of Raw Islam with Imam Azhar. And we are currently waiting for Imam Azhar to join us. And what makes this so super special is that he is at a vigil in Tampa, Florida. And I am expecting him to ping us at any moment. Hey.
Saigon, Carl.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sir?
Alhamdulillah. So I can't hear you much. Rally's going on behind me. I just finished speaking 20 minutes ago, and they're just wrapping up before they start the march.
We are live online right now.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead. Give me about 5 seconds, and we will we'll get you up and live on the screen. You are live. Go.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Raw Islam with Imam Azhar. I'm here today in downtown Tampa, across from the county office. As you can see or hear behind me here, there's a lot of noise. And that is due to the fact that there is a stand-in rally going on, and there's going to be a march very soon in response to what happened in Virginia yesterday. Fellow listeners, this is a very sad time, not just in our nation, the world, where for some odd reason, 2,017 years after Jesus, 5,000 years after Moses, and who knows how many years since the beginning of time, we haven't understood how to get along with one another. It's a very sad state of affairs. And what it all goes down to isn't the differences of our religion or the differences of, you know, what historical artifacts that one time symbolized power of people who down in the South felt that they will never forget the war for white supremacy and for the neo-Nazi mindset. I don't know if you could see right across from me here is the house, the county house. And that is one of the statues in our nation. This is actually the statue in our nation that people want to take down only because of the fact of what it stands for. So it was in protest of that statue yesterday in Virginia that resulted in the death of Heather and the injury of many more people. So Carl, today, as I'm here on the outskirts of this rally, emotions are raw, and I had an opportunity to speak in the beginning. My message was simple, and that was, we need a world of love. And there are two words in the English dictionary. They are four letters in number. They are small in size, but their impact is huge. It's large. And the ironic thing is, both of them can never coexist. One is love, one is hate. It doesn't take a professional or a rocket scientist to tell you that hate is on the rise in our world today. Hate is on the rise not because hate is stronger or hate is better. It's because love has forgotten its power and its impact. Remember one thing, my fellow listeners, we're all different. This world is all about differences. Differences have existed from the beginning of time, and they will continue to the end of time. How we acknowledge and perceive these differences is what makes or breaks our world. Our differences is a source of our strength, not our weakness. And this has to be re-educated, not via school systems or our government. Each and every one of us have to be instrumental in bringing about love by educating our families and communities of what diversity is and how we should be respectful of those differences. Carl?
No, and you're right that you are right that we need to be respectful of one another, and we need to be respectful of the different ways in life, because there are so many of us on this planet that you know, different color, different beliefs, different backgrounds, and we need to be able to live together, because that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, it's funny, I was actually talking to my wife last night, and I was saying that it's even in the Quran that, you know, I have made you into tribes, I have made you into nations so that you may know one another, you know?
Correct. And Allah made it very simple in that verse. He didn't have to make it complex. Look, Allah didn't make a mistake. Do we say God made a mistake by making us all different? Why did God not make one race, one color, one religion? Why did he have to make it different? Because it's part of our existence on this earth to cherish those differences and to respect those differences. So, you know, I want us to go back a bit. The rally is now starting to... they're giving time for people to voice themselves. As you can see here, we have Black Lives Matter. We have people against white supremacy, the alt-right. But you know what? There's one thing that was said here, Carl, which really hurt me, and I'll tell you what that was. It was like a call out on the cops and saying that they were not welcome here and how, you know, they're part of the problem. You know, if you have negative sentiments against, if someone has negative sentiments against you and you respond in kind with negative sentiments about someone else, what makes you better? What makes you better? I ask you a question. You're white, I'm brown. You hate me and I hate you in return. Where does it end, Carl? This is a question we have to understand. Where does this hate end? So when they made this call out on the police and how the police were not welcome and stuff, and they said if a person is not accepting of that, they could leave, I was one of the few that after a while just started walking away. Because our country's fractioning. Our world is fractioning. Look at the recent elections that we've had across the world. It's all 49-51. There is an equal divide in our world. And how much are we going to fraction? Let's take all the colored people out. We got the white people left. Let's take all the liberals out. We got the conservatives left. Take all those who are pro-government, bring in anti-government. Where is it going to go down to, Carl? I want your input on this today. I'm confused. I'm really confused.
Well, I mean, really, at the end of the day, it doesn't end well. I mean, there's only so much that we can do. I mean, and that's part of the reason why you and I do this show, is because we want to make sure that we are that we understand each other. We want to grow the understanding so that we can grow our community, so that these kind of things don't happen. We want to make sure that people are understood, and that it's not all, you know, miscommunication and hatred and things like that, you know?
I understand. And the thing is, so you said something about respecting those differences, if I'm correct. It's very hard for me to hear you.
Because, yeah, no, that's what I said.
And we got things about, but you tell me, how do you respect differences? I think that there has to be a course on this. There has to be some pointers. Respect is a word. How do you make it happen?
Through listening, through dialogue, through just better understanding of each other.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Carl, came to my mind. While you're trying to pull it out, I respect that. Listening to one another, understanding one another, dialogue, really good. Going out of your comfort zone. I think we've talked about this before.
We have.
You know, but there's nothing harmful in reminding ourselves we need to move outside our comfort zone. And these comfort zones are predominantly people who sing the same song that we do. They walk the same walk that we do. You know, that's good. It's good, you know, to keep your environment, your atmosphere. I was talking to someone yesterday about a topic that you and I wanted to discuss on this show, and that was based on a question of one of our listeners. If you recall, it was about, you know, Muslims need to leave America because, do you have it on you?
Well, I don't have the question on me, but the basic concept was just simply that Muslims shouldn't be in America because their lifestyle isn't compatible with the West.
Exactly. So basically, Muslims should leave America because they will never assimilate with American culture and they're not going to be part of us, so they should leave.
Right.
Now, I was planning to have a discussion on culture, but of course, this occurred yesterday and this was tragic. And of course, as Raw Islam, we're not here as a news network. We're not Young Turks or we're not AJ News, but what we are, people who try to bring Islamic perspective on things so that people can understand a framework. And when you have a void of framework, then it's dangerous because many things could go wrong. So when we talk about culture, various cultures, right? I'm going to talk about culture before we get back onto this. Culture is... differences of culture mean solving problems together. In a corporate world, the culture is two people of different backgrounds have to work together. And everything that you and I do in our life is solving problems. Look right now, you're thirsty, right? So that's a problem. Is it a problem? I'm thirsty. It's a problem. What's the solution? I need to go find a bottle of water, open up, drink it. Because the solution to my problem is quenching my thirst. The only way I could quench my thirst is by locating water. In order to locate water, I need to make some effort. So this is what cultural is. Cultural differences mean that having the ability to see the differences and to work towards the same solution. So in corporate America, in a workplace, all of you get hungry at 12 o'clock, you all go have lunch, and the effort is in sync. No one starts throwing the tables up and down for food. Everyone goes to the same location to pick up food and do the same thing. So in a similar fashion, the culture of America is where we all could together work for the greater good of this nation. That's the solution to excel this nation. So when a person came around saying, thank you so much. When a person comes around saying, leave this country because you cannot assimilate into culture, I want that person, I want to thank him for his question. I thank you very much for asking that question. But I want you to please elaborate for our next show. Explain to me what is American culture. I want you to clearly define it where I will not find any confusion beyond what you write or what you tell us, because this is a question that many people cannot understand. This is about one nation under God, liberty and justice for all. This is about people coming together. This is about a nation that's built on the back of people who are immigrants. So to tell people now to leave and go home doesn't make sense. So going back to that point about the differences, the barrier is leave your comfort zone, explore beyond your culture. That doesn't mean as a Muslim, if I go and explore beyond my religion and my people, that means I become becoming an infidel, or I'm becoming a Christian, or I'm doing something wrong. No, it is imperative to do that. If that isn't part of Islam, then why did the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, waste his time by sending letters to the whole world and inviting delegates to come and listen to him and explain to them what he was about? Why did he do that for? He should have said, this is our Muslim empire, this is our caliphate, we're going to stick it out here, we're going to do our best. Sorry, one second. Hi, Lisa, how are you? Hi, Lisa.
Good, great job.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you, see you. See you, bye-bye. That was Lisa Montelion. She was running for government in the last election. She is for city council. She was amazing. Very respectful of the cultures, always standing up for the Muslim community, not because she wanted the votes, but because she understood that Tampa cannot be a city until everyone is welcome. So that's the first thing. Education, Carl, is we need to move out of our cultural zones. That doesn't mean that I need to meet, you and I need to go meet a church and churches come meet a mosque. We need to somehow get a roadway into those people who hate us, right? I'm not going to say just walk into rural America, into parts of Florida where they're going to, you know, pull their guns out on me and possibly shoot me. No, we're going to make roadways in ways to them and allow them to see in person what is this all about. Because propaganda is being sold to them in front of their eyes on their TV sets in our absence. And if a person gives you an RB commercial, Every 15 minutes, 10 minutes on the show that you're watching, RB commercial comes on. But there's no RBs in your locality. What use is it? Is there use for that?
No, there's no use to it, because when you do things, you have to make sure that you're targeting the right audience and the right group and things like that.
So even advertisement is targeted based on demographics, right? We're going to advertise a product when it's available in that demographic. We're not going to advertise something from Saudi Arabia here in our world today. So this is the first step I want to talk about today, is we need to break down those barriers and walls and reach out to each other. And we cannot do that, number two, by demonizing others. You cannot demonize others. By demonizing other people, all you're doing is playing into the same rhetoric that those people are playing with. They're saying we hate you, and we're saying we hate you too. So where's the solution? If the Prophet acknowledging Quraysh's stance that they wanted to kill the Prophet, so let's go keep on killing them, it would have never ended. Mecca would have not been liberated. People would not have found prosperity and peace. I'm just giving an example of Islam because we're a Muslim organization, but there's so much more to it. Going back, Carl, you know, it's just so much to take in. But as you see the vigil ongoing right now, people are lighting up their candles and they're coming together. They're going to be marching soon.
Actually, I hate to say it, but I think we lost. I think your video froze.
Okay.
Are we still? Yeah, we're still online and we're still going, but we've just been looking at your pretty still face for a moment or two.
Okay. So, Carl, let's go back to what happened in Virginia State, because again, this was one of the signs of a response when the question that our listener asked is an answer. When we cannot understand the other, we're going to go out to kill each other. So run us down, please, Carl. I've been speaking a lot. Run us down with what happened yesterday in Charlottesville, Virginia.
So in Charlottesville yesterday, well, it started Friday night. What ended up happening was on Friday night, the alt-right, the neo-Nazis, whatever you want to call them, they got together and they started doing a torch walk through downtown Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And
Charlottesville, yep.
You're right, Charlottesville. I don't know why I said Charlotte. But so after that,
what they did was they came back out the next day to oppose a peaceful protest against what they did the night before, all because of what I showed you over there, a stone structure.
Right.
A stone structure. Think about this, everyone. A stone structure. Someone was killed. Many other people were injured because of a stone structure. People are being killed because of symbols. You understand, this is exactly what the Taliban and ISIS did. They killed people because of elements that they didn't agree with. Their disagreements led them to kill. So again, this is a human problem. When we take our disagreements to the point that we will kill someone, there is a problem. I don't know how many times we're gonna say this is a big problem. So what we have to do is, looking at what happened in Charlottesville, it shows that when we go beyond the tipping point, this is a catastrophic result. How many more vigils are we going to have, Carl? How many more sit-ins are we going to have? How many more lives are we going to mourn? This is a question everyone needs to ask. You know, I'm heterosexual, but that doesn't mean I'm homophobic. Does that make sense?
That makes complete sense.
I'm a Muslim, but that doesn't mean I'm anti-Jew.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
You're Caucasian, but that doesn't mean you're racist. Right?
What's happened
is that there's these thick lines created in our country today. Either you're with us or against us. If you're not pro-gay rights, then that means you are homophobic, right? If you're not with the president, then you're unpatriotic. If you are not, if you're not, what you call it, if you don't have any black friends, then that means you're racist. Carl, how can we solve this? What I'm speaking is many people who are listening, they'll agree with it. Yeah, these are problems, but how do we solve that? Because what happened in Charlottesville, a guy rammed in to people walking in the streets, and he killed a 32-year-old lady, Heather. Carl, tell us, what did you think when you saw that? Again, I'm asking you because your perspective is imperative. You're a Caucasian, convert, Muslim, American. You've been here longer than I have. You served our nation. You've served our military. Tell me, what went through your mind when you saw that? And I'll give you my answer, let you think. What went through my mind was exactly, went exactly back to 9/11 and what happened 9/11. For year after year, we saw those videos of those planes going into the towers. Today, yesterday, I saw with that car going into the masses, the people, it reminded me exactly of the hate that festered in 9/11. It's festering now in our own nation. That was outsiders. These are insiders. So, Carl, tell us, what went through your mind?
Well, first off, I want to ask you on your phone if you have a button to like kill your camera and then turn it back on, because your camera's froze.
Plenty of time to go neutral.
Okay, and then...
Is that good?
Hey, there we go. There you are.
Thank you.
So for me, you know, really what ended up happening was I got scared. And I know that may sound silly, but I got scared in a long version because I didn't know... I didn't know what the recoil was going to be. I didn't know who was going to come out. I didn't know what was going to follow. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know, you know, does this escalate? Is that it? Are we done? What happens from here? And I felt like it was almost a falling apart of our society, because as you said, I did serve this country, but this isn't what I served this country for. I didn't serve this country so that people can go out and act a fool like this. I had, unfortunately for me, I had this conversation with a family member last night, which was just simply, what do these statues, what does that flag represent? It really has to go. I'm not talking about erasing history. I'm not talking about changing history. The history books are the history books, and we have to own what we did or what our ancestors did. But at the same time, it's over. Things have changed. We need to stop acting a fool. And that was my fear last night, is that is exactly what was going to happen.
And Carl, it's like, can you believe it's 2017?
No, I can't.
Are we reenacting every book that's written, and now we've gotten fed up of books and we're going back to historical texts and we're just mimicking them? Is that what's happening? What the Nazis did is not even 100 years old. Well, what happened here in the civil rights movement isn't even 100 years old. Why has this happened? You know, every person feels that you're going to close your eyes, just bunker down for a few days in your house, and it's going to get better. It's not going to get better, Carl. It's not going to get better. These things are fine. These things are great. You know, coming together and talking and sharing our solidarity with the families of those who have lost members, and, you know, to stand up against such hate. But there is an internal problem, and that internal problem is the mindset. Look what the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. I want to share this with you. This is amazing. The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given a mission, a task, to let humanity know about the existence of their Creator and their Lord. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Is that rocket science? It's very simple, right? You have to let people know. Now, how did he do it? He had to devise a model. He didn't just get up and just go start doing his work. When Gabriel came and informed him, he got his first revelation. There was a span of 3 months where revelation didn't come down. It's known as Fatratul Wahi, where the revelation ceased. So he had that time. Of course, you look into the tafsirs of the Quran and talk about how he started thinking, is it gone? Is it done? Is it not happening anymore? But he had a time to devise a model. And he said these words, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Allah inna fil jasadi la mudgha, let it be known that in our bodies is a piece of flesh. If that flesh becomes good, the whole body becomes good. But if that flesh goes bad, the whole body goes bad, and that is the heart. So what he did, his strategy was not to work on the tables of these people and their food and their luxuries and their clothing and their needs and necessities. He went and looked at their heart. Because if your heart understands the bigger picture, then these things are secondary. But when we make these things first, look, take our country back. We will never lose again. This country belongs to whites only. This is a problem with the heart. There's a void in the heart that has taken, that's been existing, and darkness has now overpowered it. So The goal is, as I'm trying to say, Carl, I'm saying a lot of things, but the problem is in the heart. So look at this. Everyone's getting ready to go in March. We're going to walk down the streets and everyone's going to hold their candles. But again, how many more are we going to do? How many more do we need?
We don't need any more. And to be 100% honest with you, you know, straight out, we didn't need this one.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I apologize for interrupting this episode of Raw Islam with Imam Azhar, but this in particular episode goes on for another half an hour still yet. We're going to cut this one short and we're going to be back next week with episode or part two of this in particular episode. Right now, if you head over to YouTube or the bottom of the page here, if you're looking at this on our website, the whole video is posted there for you to enjoy. Otherwise, if you're on an audio-only subscription, next week you will get part two. So until then, we will say, Assalamu alaikum.
For that terror attack overseas.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
First of all, we should develop detention centers for them.
Everywhere there is Islam, you'll find women oppressed.
This has been a production of the Venn Network.